What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Debbie Royale YouTube channel. Today, we are talking through a Senior Bowl preview. We're going to talk through every single position. We've got the teams kind of down. We're going to group some of the positions. We're going to give our favorite prospects to watch next week at the Senior Bowl ahead of the game. The practices are more fun a lot of the time. So we're going to talk through all that. Stick with us through the intro. All right, the Senior Bowl is almost here, and so this video is dropping on Saturday. We're recording a little bit early, so we had to kind of do process of elimination for a couple of the rosters. They're releasing them kind of like one day at a time. They're doing different positions. It's been pretty cool. They've put, verified height and weight info. They've put some estimated 40 times and whatnot, so it's been pretty exciting. We do know most of the rosters. We're going to go position by position and team by team, and we're going to start with the national team, and we're going to start at the quarterback position, as one might do when they're recording videos. Quarterbacks for that team, Michael Penix Jr., Bo Nix, and Sam Hartman. Randy, which one are you most excited to watch?
The same one as everyone, Bo Nix. The other two are good for obvious reasons. I think Bo has the most to gain and Penix has the most to lose. So that's a little bit of a curious point for me. I'm hoping both play or at least one, but Bo with a good week, and if he plays and plays well in the game, he could cement himself as a first round pick for a lot of people. Penix, he needs to test well. For medical reasons and hit everything, show some more little things on the field, and he'll cement his status as well. And yeah, but Bo Nix is the one. It's just hard to talk about Bo and not Penix.
Yeah. Go check out the Football Guys Dynasty Football Show for my takes on Bo Nix. If you are so inclined, but yeah, Bo Nix is the one I'm interested to watch. I think some of the middle of the field stuff I'd like to see answered a little bit at practice, especially in like the full team drills, because those are questions I still have, but he's being mocked in the first round. Michael Penix is not anymore. And I don't think he will be. He's probably a second or third round pick. But I think Bo Nix has a chance to be a starter next year. I think we could see why in Mobile this week. And actually I'm pivoting how we're going to do this. We're going to do the quarterbacks on the American team now, just to do rivaling. Yep. Rivaling positions, but American team, Joe Milton, Spencer Rattler, Carter Bradley, and Michael Pratt. Who's your guy?
Just because I know who yours will be, I'll go with Joe Milton the third. A very toolsy guy, didn't put it all together in a QB friendly offense. I'd like to see how he performs this week, see if he's going to be the starter of this team. All the little tests, but he's got a lot of weapons out in this field that can make him look really well, really good to all these coaches. I also love how they're doing it this year. Just like a bunch of position coaches from a bunch of teams. Loving it. It's so fun. So it's honestly, that's dorky. I get it, but it's so fun for me. But Joe Milton is the one for me.
That's fair. Michael Pratt's my guy. He's one of my guys, has been one of my guys. I had a tweet, over the summer, maybe in the spring actually, where I said I think Michael Pratt has a shot to be a first rounder. We're looking at day two. He didn't play as well as I kind of hoped he would this year, but he's one of those guys where I think he makes reads really well. His footwork still needs cleaned up. Some of his mechanics are a little iffy, but a player I really like. And I do want to shout out Carter Bradley. He's got an arm on him. I'm curious to see the RPMs on his throw, his velocity, because I know they'll be measuring that down in Mobile as well. All right, running back on the national team, Marshawn Lloyd, Rasheen Ali, Isaiah Davis, Dylan Lobb, and Kamani Vidal. Who's the one guy that you're looking to watch the most?
For me, it's Marshawn Lloyd, and it's because of how they constructed this team. They put him with a lot of group of five and like not high program guys. I think they really want to see what he can do. There's a chance he's outshined by the other guys, but I think they put him here for a reason, to see three down capability and see what he can really do for this kind of team. So that's my guy.
Yeah. Yeah, this is my favorite position group, maybe outside of the offensive tackles on this team. But Rasheen Ali was probably the answer until I graded Isaiah Davis. So Ali's got elite speed, and he came in over 200 pounds, which is really, really good stuff. Isaiah Davis is a verified 227 and one of the more elusive backs in the class. I'm pretty excited to watch all of these guys play. Not as interested in Vidal. I don't think he's got the speed to hold up at the NFL level. Lobb is a really good receiving back, but Isaiah Davis is probably my guy that I'm picking from this team. On the other side, we've got Jalen Wright, Amani Bailey, Ray Davis, Juwan Jordan, and Cody Schrader. A ton of guys that I really like. Randy, who's the one guy that you're looking to watch?
Ray Davis. I think he's the standout of the team. But just for me, just because I know, because I kind of questioned you, like, who did you like out of him? And just kind of looking back, and I really want to see what he does like pass pro this week. So that's my big thing for him, because I think he does. I think he's a good runner. I think he's got some stuff to work on, obviously. But if he can prove himself as a three down back with, because I think he's done that in college with pass catching, but not necessarily blocking. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Jalen Wright is one of my top two running backs right now. And so Jalen Wright is, he's also one of the few juniors that made the roster. You know, they were allowed to bring juniors on. Jalen Wright is one of them. So to me, that speaks volumes. I think that he has a chance to shine, but this team's full of good players. Cody Schrader, I know he's not going to be for everybody. He was a walk-on. It took him a long, long time to get where he is at. And I'm pretty sure he's going to be 25 before he takes an NFL snap. But I really like his game. I think he can be a player that gets on the field next year. So both of these running back rooms, very interesting to me. We'll do pass catchers because I don't want to talk about the tight ends all that much. So national team, Ricky Pearsall, Brennan Rice, Devontae Walker, Roma Wilson, Javon Baker, Malachi Corley, Jacob Cowing, Luke McCaffrey, AJ Barner, Theo Johnson, and Brevin Spanford are the three tight ends on that group. Randy, who's the one guy that stands out to you here? It's a big group.
It's a tough one.
It's a good room.
Yeah, I think the easy one is Devontae Walker, but I don't want to go there because I think people are seeing what they want from him. So I'll go Ricky Pearsall. A guy that's probably a late day two pick right now that can make a bit more money and stand out this week.
That's fair. I'm curious. So I'm going to spin this negatively here. Tez Walker and Malachi Corley, two guys I have questions about their separating ability, and two guys I have questions about their get off. Just from, you know, press coverage. I don't think this is a good scenario for them, a good situation for them to show what they can do. Because Corley is a yak player and Devontae Walker is a nine route player right now. And those two things don't really happen at the Senior Bowl all that much. So those are the two that I'm curious to see, because maybe I'm wrong. Maybe some of the stuff that we saw on film is improved, you know, players get better. So those two I will be watching very critically this week. Other side, Xavier Leggett, Ladd McConkey, Jaquan Jackson, Marcus Rosemary, Jack Saint, Anaya Smith, Jamari Thrash, Jordan Whittington, Johnny Wilson, and then the three tight ends, Jaheim Bell, Ben Sinnott, and Jared Wiley. Who's your guy?
So there's a lot of real answers mm-hmm. on this side, but my answer, because of who I am, is Johnny Wilson. Like, I brought up on the Bears franchise fix. Honestly, I really want to see what they do with him. I want to see if they try to have him work with the tight ends as well. A big guy, 6'7", I believe 235. I don't know his official. I can't remember his official measurements for him for Senior Bowl. But if they do try and put him there, or if they stick him wide receiver, I really want to see that also. But the one-on-one drills, I think, is going to be awesome for him if we see some better route running, because we know he can one-on-one. Obviously, that frame beat a lot of these corners for the ball. But if he can get open against the corners here, which are relatively good, that's a great sign for his draft stock.
Yeah, I have two answers. I'm going to cheat here. Xavier Leggett, a guy that I think can beat, you know, push for the first round. I've seen him as a, you know, Jordan Reed hyped him as a target for the Panthers with the first pick of the second round. A guy that I think is a better route runner and a better separator than people are giving him credit for. and a guy that I know is, you know, getting a lot of hype now. People weren't on this for a long time. I've had him in my top six wide receivers for about a year now, but Ladd McConkey, guy, this is perfect for him, though. I think, you know, getting off of press is going to be a question for him because he's a smaller guy. So can he do that in the one-on-ones? I'd like to see it. Ben Sinnott is an interesting guy, too, because I think he'll get some reps at fullback. They've said that they want to see him at fullback, which concerns me for his fantasy value moving forward, but I digress.
Yeah, Ladd McConkey was like the smart answer for me, but
yeah, yeah, that's okay.
That's not always what I'm looking at Senior Bowl. I'll be honest.
That's fair. Offensive lineman on the national team. We've got Troy Fountainow, Talisa Fuaga, Satoa Lamia, Jordan Morgan, Kingsley Suama Taia, Isaiah Adams, Ethan Driscoll, Ladarius Henderson, Dominic Pooney, Roger Rosengarten. Guards, we've got Cooper Beebe, Trevor Keegan. Center, we've got Jackson Powers Johnson, Kingsley Egwukan, and Tanner Bordellini. I mean, can we be honest with ourselves? Who's your guy?
I mean, this is
an
talked about this off here. This is ridiculous that they put all these guys on the same side. Once we get to the other side, talk about it. I think I've been pretty clear. That my guy is Troy Fountainow that I want to watch. Okay. There's other guys that I'm definitely looking at this week. But if I'm picking one that I want to see dominate inside and outside, it's Troy Fountainow.
I like that. My first answer was going to be Jackson Powers Johnson, but I don't really need to see much from him because I know that he's a pretty elite player. Jordan Morgan is probably my answer here. I want to see how he holds up, especially those, you know, edge, like one-on-one drills. Tackles can get exposed at the Senior Bowl. I don't think it's a very good situation for them. But if Jordan Morgan goes out and dominates, I think he's a first-round pick. And I think he has the most to gain out of this group because I think a lot of these guys are kind of slotted into a draft slot that we kind of know right now. So Egwukan is my, answer that I'd like to see him stack next to Jackson Powers Johnson to see what the difference
exactly
is.
Exactly the same. But yeah. Like Fontenot and Morgan with great weeks catapult themselves firmly into the first round.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Other side, Tyler Guyton, Brandon Coleman, Jeremy Flax, Javon Foster, Delmar Glaze, Christian Jones, Patrick Paul. Inside, Christian Haynes, Javion Cohen, Layden Robinson, center, Bo Limmer, Charles Turner, Cedric Van Pran. I have a very clear answer, and I know you do too. Who's your guy?
Christian Haynes. Love the talent. A lot of moxies go to the third round. I think that's crazy. I think he's a second round pick pretty easily, in my opinion. It's just what it's going to be. If we do two round mocks, he's going to the second if I have a pick that he fits. There's not a question.
Okay, that's fair. My guy is Tyler Guyton. We're going to be able to see the elite athleticism, but I hope we see a little more technical work. Especially in those one-on-ones. A sleeper pick would be Patrick Paul because this is a perfect situation for him. He's a dominant pass blocker and a very bad run blocker, and most of the reps that we are going to see are in pass protection. So Patrick Paul, I think, has a chance to improve his stock quite a bit. All right, the defensive linemen on the national team, Laiatu Latu, Javon Solomon, Adisa Isaac, Brennan Jackson, and Marshawn Kneeland. Defensive tackles are Tyler Davis, Brandon Dorlis. He's an inside out guy. Keith Randolph Jr., Dwayne Carter, Gabe Hall, and Michael Hall Jr. Who's your guy?
Again, a lot of guys that we're going to talk about over the next few weeks, but I'll go Tyler Davis. Guy 2 years ago, a ton of hype, last year, a ton of hype, and now he's probably looking at like a fourth round pick right now or fifth. He needs a big showing here. There's all the building blocks and the tools available. We just haven't seen anything put together. I'm hoping for big things for him this week to get close to what we thought he could be.
Yeah. Mine's Adisa Isaac. I think that he has an opportunity when watching the Chop Robinson film. I haven't graded Isaac yet, but when watching Chop Robinson play at Penn State, Isaac constantly flashed, and I want to see if that's real in this type of environment. I think it could be. I think he can be a round two pick as well. Just one of those guys I think has been underrated as the process has gone on. Other side, we've got Chris Braswell. We've got Byron Murphy the second, Darius Robinson, Jaden Cromuddy, Tavondre Sweat, Miles Cole, Justin, you know, I don't know how to say this kid's name. He's played at Alabama for 25 years, it feels like. The defensive tackle from Alabama.
Just not even an effort.
Normally I give it effort, but I, you know, I'm sorry, Justin. You have an eclectic last name, man. Braden Fisk, Marcus Harris, McKinley Jackson, and Eric Watts. Who's your guy?
Good God. So I'll go with Byron Murphy. I know it's probably your guy as well, but definitely a guy that I'm going into the process. I thought day two, and you know, additionally, that's what I was kind of confirmed looking around, and then you know, obviously your talk has made me reevaluate and try and look a little bit deeper at the games I've watched. The more I've looked, the more I've liked, and he's shooting up boards. I want to see him solidify himself to where he's actually going to be, because this is a make or break week for him. If he shows out, he's in the first. If he doesn't, he's in the late second.
Yeah. I have two guys. Once again, I'm cheating. Chris Braswell is a guy I have liked since I first evaluated Dallas Turner. Normally when I evaluate guys, a little inside baseball here, I watch one guy and I don't take my eyes off that one guy unless I get drawn to another guy. And I was watching Dallas Turner and I kept saying, what the hell is going on the other side? And that kid is good. So Chris Braswell is the guy that I'm curious to see this week. But Braden Fisk is another defensive tackle that I think has a huge opportunity. He flashed playing next to Jared Verse, but he flashed incredibly strong hands. He is a bigger Byron Murphy at times. And so I think there's a chance for him to go really, really high, probably in the top 50, just based on his ability to get to the quarterback. So I keep cheating. I need to stop. I need to pick one guy. Linebackers on the national team: Austin Booker, Jalen Harrell, Braden McGregor, Jontre Hunter, Peyton Wilson, Edifuan Ulufoshio, Cedric Gray, J.D. Barrand, and Michael Barrett. Who's your guy?
I'll go with Cedric Gray. There's just a lot left unanswered for me so far. So I'm going to use this week as a big choosing point for how many games we're going to watch, because I'm at a weird part with him and this whole linebacker class in total. It's just
not my favorite. I do want to mention as well, I know I'm not reading the school names. If you go to seniorbowl.com, you can look at the entire roster or the accepted invites. If you're curious about a guy that we talk about, check that out. I'll put the link in the description probably. My guy here is Edifuan Ulufoshio. This is a guy that tackling machine, not great in coverage, but if you need a middle linebacker to just be a run stuffer and get to the passer, I think that's your guy. You know, we saw his play fall off a little bit after his major injury. He came back. I think he's a talented player. I think he's a really good athlete when healthy. So that's my sleeper linebacker. It's probably, you know, I don't do my guys or anything like that, but this would be one of them because I've been talking about this dude for 2 years. Other side of things, Jalen Ford, Trevin Wallace, Nelson Caesar, Jalix Hunt, Cedric Johnson, James Williams, Tyron Hopper, Tyrese Knight, and Nathaniel Watson. I'm going to be completely honest with you, man. I have not watched a single one of those players, so it's all you.
They're not big on my board. The only one I can confidently say I've watched is Jalen Ford. And that's because we've watched so much of the interior. You know, you see a lot of him. He doesn't flash necessarily on the film because of the other guys, but he's a little bit freer to make plays because of them. But he is a senior. You know, not the biggest build. He's just a box linebacker. So we'll see if he can adapt and be a little bit, you know, faster than we're thinking. I think he's a little bit of an old age linebacker though.
Okay. That's cool. I don't have it. I literally have nothing about that.
That's the best I got. The other, it's another situation of like, okay, the other team had linebackers I knew and this one did not.
Yeah, that's my caveat here is that if there was a position group that I didn't watch anyone out of, I would have done this. That's my position group. I've watched all the other position groups, so
yeah,
we're rocking it.
Yeah, so, we know this linebacker class for what it is, so I'm not like pushing to get 30 of them.
Yeah, and only so much time in the day. All right, defensive backs on the national team: Johnny Dixon, Evan Williams, Kyrie Jackson, Ketan Oladapo, Quinyon Mitchell, Josh Proctor, Max Melton, Mike Sanristil, Ennis Rakestraw, Sione Vaki, Quincy Riley, Cam Hart, Kalen King, Jaden Hicks, Cole Bishop, Josh Newton, Willie Drew, Chow Smith Wade. That's a big group, and that is also that's the position group that we're inferring, because when we recorded this, that position group hadn't been officially announced. There might be some of these guys that drop out, for what it's worth. Randy, who's your guy here?
I'll go with Ennis Rakestraw Jr., a guy rising up the boards of late. And I just want to see corners, especially corners and safeties. They also have a tough time alongside with the offensive tackle, offensive lineman, just because the drills really aren't set up for them to succeed or like to show off. The drills are meant, if they do their job well, it looks like a failed drill. So I really want to see him. This is going to be a weird class for corners here, because there is a lot of talent in the corner room here, but there's a lot of talent in the wide receiver department on both teams. So we're going to see a lot from these corners that can really shoot them off the boards. And I want to see Rakestraw kind of solidify himself in that top 40 pick for me.
Yeah, I'm struggling to pick one person. I've talked a lot about Quinyon Mitchell. I think you guys, everyone kind of knows my view on him thus far. Josh Newton's one of those guys that, like, he had some preseason hype and then it kind of fell off. TCU fell off, but I think he's still talented and I still think he's a day two guy. Sione Vaki was a player that I was going to pick because I want to see him play running back, because when he did that at Utah, that was fun. And then I would boost the running back class. But the player I'm actually going to pick, Johnny Dixon, corner out of Penn State, another guy opposite Kalen King, who I drafted in the Chargers franchise fix yesterday, that I think has an opportunity here. Penn State corners, always really good athletes. I think that that type of athleticism is what does stand out at the Senior Bowl, being able to, you know, stay in phase and stuff like that. I think Dixon has an opportunity here, so I'll pick him, even though I mentioned 17 names. Corner room on the American team, or defensive backs, I mean. DJ James, Chris Abrams, Drain, Jarvis Brownlee Jr., Kalen Carson, Elijah Jones, Andrew Phillips, Nahima Pritchett, Bo Braid, Javon Bullard, Malik Mustafa, Jalen Simpson, Cameron Kitchens, and Tyke Smith. Who's your guy?
Tyke Smith. Okay. A guy we looked at a lot last year thinking he would come out. Yeah, but a guy that has played most positions for Georgia in the secondary. I want to see where they put him, obviously, but I want to see him in all these drills because I do think he's going to be an essential move piece for people, for all these teams, as a safety in a nickel corner. That's a dire position of need for most teams consistently, because all these teams are going to a more secondary heavy lineup. So a guy like this can shoot up the board with a great performance. Like Cam Kitchens and a few others, I think, are a little bit solidified. So
that's a good call. I said Tiny Boy, very good player, very, very good player. It reminds me of Winfield Jr. when he came out a little bit, in that, like, little undersized but can ball, and you need football players. DJ James out of Auburn is my guy for this group. This is a player that, for whatever reason, has kind of stayed in that like third to fourth round range. I think there's a shot for him to really kick up in this class based on his Senior Bowl performance. It's one of those guys that he's got the tools to succeed at the Senior Bowl, so I'm excited to see what he does there. This group's pretty good too, though. Kalen Carson's gotten some first round hype every once in a while. Javon Bullard is, you know, a day two pick. I think there's a lot of these guys that will be gone in the first 100 picks, which is saying something. So, okay, that'll do it. That storylines to watch. We kind of walked through all that, so we're gonna get out of here. I do want to mention before we leave to join our Patreon. patreon.com/devroyale. The link is in the description here, but got a lot of stuff going on. All these players that we just talked about, we are consistently talking about in our Discord. There's a lot of people that watch a ton of film. So if you're looking to get, some insight into your favorite team and who they might draft, we've got dudes that are just grinding film all the time, talking ball in our Discord. And it's really fun. There's no beefing like you might find on Twitter. So $5 a month, cheaper than some cups of coffee, depending on where you go. If it's Starbucks, cheaper than a cup of coffee. So patreon.com/DevRoyale. Randy, anything to add before we get out of here?
Senior Bowl's one of the best weeks if you can get a hand and watch everything. The Senior Bowl game itself, depending on who actually plays, we'll see. I'm hoping most of these guys do because it'd be really fun and good to see. But like I said, with that spread of coaches from a bunch of different departments there, we're going to see a lot more interviews happen. We're going to see a lot of just very key information leak out, just seeing how these players are rubbing the teams and who's really focused on who. And it's going to be really fun to watch.
Agreed, for sure. We'll be back next week with some types of videos. We're close to getting into like in-depth ranking episodes here soon, so stay tuned to the channel. Kevin's got a ton of videos coming out soon as well, so make sure you subscribe, like this video if you like, leave a comment, talk about one of the players that we mentioned or didn't mention, things like that. Leave a comment down below. We'll talk to you guys next week.